Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. This is a new episode about a topic that I sort of thought of a couple of days ago when I was in a different mood. And now I'm feeling very excited because tomorrow is a very special day for me. And today's topic is a little bit, it's not negative, but it has a negative connotation, I guess. So I'm not very happy that I have to record this now. And of course, I don't have to because I make the rules and I choose the topics, but I set out to record this. And I know that next week I'll have something else to talk about. So why not talk about it? And yeah, I can't tell you what I'm so excited about anyway. So why not just focus on the topic that I intended to talk about, and it's called bittersweet. And this episode is called bittersweet for a particular reason, because we all know the feeling when something we really, really wanted didn't work out, or we either didn't get what we wanted, or we didn't achieve a certain outcome, or something that we hoped would happen didn't happen. So that's the bitter part. But the sweet part, and that's the part I really want to focus on in this episode, so I guess it's not so negative after all, is actually that there is a very special equation that I think is super true, and it's rejection equals redirection equals protection. It's something I came up with myself in that way. But let's focus on the first part. Rejection equals redirection. Rejection is basically just a signal from life that you're pursuing something that isn't meant for you. Either isn't meant for you yet, or isn't meant for you at all. So we should view rejection as a signal, as an information, and nothing else. I know it's so hard because there's always an emotion attached to something when we have expectations and they aren't met. And I was the master of having expectations in every scenario until I let go a little bit and then a little bit more. And now I'm here and I'm quite relaxed all the time, I have to say, because I have discovered that life is beautiful and it's always on my side because God is always on my side and the universe that he created. And rejection isn't something to be afraid of. It's just a piece of information that points us to a different direction. And that's why rejection equals redirection. It's just information that says, hey, go this way instead. And if we start viewing rejection that way, it sort of loses its power over us. And it loses this grip and this negative connotation. And once you experience flow in your life, you understand that you can't force anything. Anything good, anything that's meant for you, you don't have to force into your life. The doors will open if they're meant to. And even if you pull and try different keys and try to bribe someone to open it for you, sometimes it just doesn't work, and that's fine. And at the end, we often realize that the rejection actually protected us from something even bigger, something we didn't see at the time, something we didn't even know existed, or it protected us from ourselves, from something that we weren't ready for yet, which would have made us too proud, too arrogant, too self-centered if we'd gotten it earlier. So I think life is here to make us strong and to build our character. And I feel like rejection needs to become something that we accept and something we view as information, something that we view as a positive thing that protected us from something we didn't want or didn't see or didn't understand yet. And it can help us actually have faith that whatever is meant to happen will happen. And you don't have to be super spiritual in order to think that way. It's just something worth trying, something that you can just, you know, play around with, adopt a state of no expectations for a while and see what happens. Stop pushing for once and see what happens. Try and take the rejection as what it is without fighting it and just discover what other opportunities pop up in your life. And I know this sounds easier than it is, and it's a constant, I don't want to say battle. It's not a battle, no. It's a constant invitation for a constant progression in this area, and we should definitely take that opportunity. So yeah, I really hope this episode inspired you and that you liked it. It was certainly better than I anticipated and more positive than I anticipated. So yeah, I really hope you liked it. And if you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you next Sunday, maybe with some very exciting news. I don't know. You'll have to tune in to find out. Until then, bye.